Tennessee is on track to put to death a convicted murderer by electrocution for just the second time in more than 50 years. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports Edmund Zagorski's legal team is issuing a flurry of appeals, but the execution remains on schedule.
Zagorski was supposed to die by lethal injection 3 weeks ago, but after failing to convince the state Supreme Court to overturn Tennessee's three-drug protocol, he opted for electrocution, which is still available to people convicted before 1999. His attorneys say he considers it more humane because death tends to come more quickly. At first, correction officials weren't prepared to use the electric chair. The man who built it is an amateur engineer, and in recent days has expressed some doubts about whether it's in working order, since the apparatus hasn't been used in more than a decade. And Zagorski's attorneys are still pressing the prison warden to put a phone near the execution chamber in case a last-minute call to the courts is required. Zagorski was convicted 34 years ago of killing two men during a drug deal. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.
The execution is scheduled for 7 p.m. Thursday. Governor Bill Haslam says he does not expect to intervene.